Capricorn, and welcome to Empathy Pathos, your 2018 autumn reading. My name's Eric Francis, your astrologer for the moment, here to update you on your charts and talk about Venus retrograde and to review Mars retrograde. Though before we get into those retrograde planets and this very unusual and challenging year that we've all been through and are still going through, I want to talk about the planets that are in your sign, because this is the central focus of the astrology of late 2019 and 2020, and it is important that you understand quite what is going on and take the opportunity to do something with this energy, because this really is there is so much energy available and so much potential change that it's essential that you fully engage your creativity and your adaptivity and make this your own. You may know some of what's going on, and there'll be some that is news to you. Of course, you know that Pluto is in your sign and has been in your sign for about 10 years. And this has been what I think of as the background energy that is behind everything going on right now. We could also talk about Eris, but Eris is related through an aspect that's going to be developing over the next couple of years, a square from Pluto to Eris. But I think from a practical standpoint, in terms of changes to the world's institutions, the utter chaos that's going on in politics, and the sense of instability that so many people feel, Pluto in Capricorn is the thing. And now this is Pluto in your sun sign, potentially conjunct your sun. It will be, or it was at some point, conjunct your ascendant if you're Capricorn rising, and certainly if you're Capricorn moon, this is going to be a lot of movement and a deep shifting on your whole orientation on life. And in December 2017, and then over the next couple of months, a series of other planets have ingressed into Capricorn, which has raised the stakes and increased the pressure on you to move, flex, change, grow, adapt, restructure, rearrange. And in addition, the urgency of these changes and this adaptation could have the potential to send you in the opposite direction, in a direction of hunkering down and waiting for the storm to pass, or, you know, sheltering in place, to use the language of school kids these days. And that is not an approach that's going to get the long-term result that you want. So the planets that began this second wave of ingress were and are Saturn and Capricorn. That's really the big tangible one. But soon after Saturn, and that's the planet that rules the sign Capricorn, and so that is a resource that's directly available to you, as if Saturn is coming home to you, and it's likely that in December you